Lars Larson. You can hear his nationally syndicated program here on 1320 WILS every weekday night, Monday through Friday from 7 to 10 p.m. Lars is in great demand. We see him on Fox TV quite a bit, but he's not too big that he doesn't get out there and cut his own grass. Lars, how are you?
That's right. I am my own illegal alien because I have to get out there and cut the grass and strap on the backpack blower. I'm doing better than the folks who are roasting in the heat. 80 degrees this time in the morning sounds pretty warm.
You know, the next time you're in this part of the country, we need to obviously have some type of event for you, do a live broadcast, but we got to get you out with some folks who are in the know. I know you're an avid hunter, and as you already know, Michigan is a great place for hunting and fishing.
That's what I hear, and I'd love to get out there and hunt and fish there. That's where my dad learned to hunt and fish when he was a kid.
All right, let's strap it on. We're ready. I want to get your take on what's going on with the debt ceiling. There's a lot of rhetoric out there. We have to do something about the debt that we have and about the debt ceiling. What's your take on what you've been hearing the last week?
Well, what's out there is a plan. It's called cut, cap, and balance. It's passed the House of Representatives. The Senate seems reluctant to vote on it other than to vote today to table the thing. But the fact is the president hasn't offered up a plan. The Republicans have offered up a plan, and it's already passed one House of Congress, and we actually know what the details are. The Gang of Six plan that the president sort of endorsed the other day has all kinds of bad things in it that, once you start looking at the details, what details you can get available to you, it really has a lot of flaws in it. The idea that you know, I watched Barbara Mikulski, who's a senator from the state of Maryland, scream about how cut, cap, and balance is a scam and a fraud. All it says is you need to cut the budget of the federal government. You need to cap the amount of spending that can be done, and you need to balance the budget with a balanced budget amendment that would have to be ratified by the states. How's that a scam to ask the federal government to do what nearly every state in America, there are a couple of exceptions, but nearly every state has to have a balanced budget every year. They are not allowed to run a deficit. The federal government is out of control with its deficit. It needs to be fixed. But the president, I think, is afraid of that cut, cap, and balance because the latest polls say that north of 60% of Americans are in favor of that approach to fixing this out-of-control government.
If we do that, what are the repercussions? It always seems like when we try to put a number at home on what we can spend, what we have coming out, no problem. States are doing that more and more. You know, Lars, here in Michigan, we were able to balance the budget. Why do we have such a hard time balancing the federal budget?
I think we have a hard time because there are people in government who become used to the idea that government will always get bigger and bigger. They're not looking for a lean government that does the minimum and leaves most of the work of America to the private sector, which is where it's done best. They want to do this because if they can get people who are dependent on government, that is, people who look to government for contracts, for food stamps, for welfare, for the earned income tax credit that now goes out to tens of millions of Americans, then those people will vote for the person who promises to keep the cash coming. Whereas most Americans would like to see the government do a lot less, have the private sector do a lot more, and it will, and for the government to stop taxing this country into the poorhouse. And really, that's what's happening. Tony, we've got the highest corporate tax rate in the world. And that's a disadvantage when it comes to selling our goods overseas. And Americans still make a lot of great products for export. And about 1/10 of our GDP, 12% of our GDP, is from exporting goods to other countries. If we didn't have the highest corporate tax rate in the world, we'd have a better advantage for exporting those goods because our prices would be more competitive with goods from elsewhere. But that's what people would like to see done by the government.
Lars, a recent Fox poll showed that many Americans were in favor of not increasing the debt ceiling, but they don't know what would happen should we did try to do that. From your perspective, what would happen if we didn't raise that debt ceiling?
On the short-term basis, we could get away with it because I was just talking to two members of Congress last night that I had on the show about the fact that there are pots of money we could tap. But let me describe it to you long-term. We have a $3.7 trillion federal budget. The federal government only takes in about $2.4 trillion. think of it as a guy whose lifestyle takes $3,700 a month to support. That's kind of a typical American family, but he only makes $2,400 a month, and he puts the rest on his Visa card. The day you cut his Visa card off is the day he has to figure out where to cut $1,200 from his budget. Well, if you've gotten accustomed to living on $3,700 a month, you got to go to $2,400. There have to be what the government likes to call structural changes. You may have to give up one of your two automobiles if you have to. You may have to move from an expensive apartment to a less expensive apartment. You may have to cut out a lot of the things that you do. And the problem is, in the federal government, when you start to look at the individual line items of the budget, Social Security is a big line item, and it's going to get bigger. Medicare and Medicaid are big line items. Health and Human Services, which is welfare, food stamps. There are 47 million Americans on food stamps. That costs a lot of money. So when you add those up, you say, which one do you want to cut? Well, do you want to cut your grandmother's Social Security check? Do you want to tell her she can't go see the doctor anymore? Do you want to take the payroll of the United States military and cut it in half? Which one of those line items are you going to do? So if we don't have the room to figure out, you know, something long term. Now, what this is like is saying, you know, that if you're going to allow some more borrowing, if some more borrowing was allowed, it gives the government time to make those structural changes. And unfortunately, I think there's going to be a kind of a come to Jesus meeting about what we spend in the way of entitlements. There is no way in the world that this current government, with its current income, can afford to fund all of the services that it provides to people.
All right, Lars, I got to get to my Fox break. You can hear Lars tonight starting at 7 o'clock here in Lansing. Lars, we'll talk again soon. Thanks so much.
Always a pleasure, Tony. Stay cool.